You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Tuesday evening, August 4th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Well, our health and beauty SE publishes final 2025 annual report and continues to execute its strategic initiatives. LR Health and Beauty SE has finalized its 2025 annual report, confirming preliminary sales and EBITDA figures. Despite one-off effects impacting earnings, the company remains on solid financial ground. CEO Jord Korfer emphasizes the strategic investments in production, logistics, and sales, including a significant investment in a new production line. The full report is now available on the company's website.
Mission IR Newsbreaks, SRX Global Inc. NYSE American SRXH has acquired a stake in Vistagen Therapeutics, a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company. SRX believes Vistagen shares are undervalued and plans to engage with the company's leadership to unlock shareholder value. The investment aligns with SRX's strategy of creating long-term shareholder value through high-conviction operating companies and strategic assets.
Why ownership research stayed manual for decades and what finally changed? Ownership research in commercial real estate has stayed manual due to fragmented property records across states and counties. DealGround CEO Dan Mosher explains that automation was challenging due to varying update timelines and formats. However, AI-driven agentic processes now connect multiple steps, saving brokers 10 to 20 hours weekly. DealGround's platform offers 95% accuracy in data extraction, revolutionizing ownership research in the industry. Vision Marine Technologies posts double-digit revenue growth for Q3, completes $16,300,000 at the market equity offering program. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. reports double-digit sequential revenue growth for Q3, reaching $18.40 million. The completion of a $16.30 million at-the-market equity offering program showcases the company's progress in advancing e-motion commercialization and expanding its electric boat portfolio. With a strong financial position, Vision Marine is focused on optimizing its retail marina and service platform to enhance shareholder value. Knight Food Holdings Inc. NGTF demonstrates why service robotics are transitioning from novelty to essential business infrastructure. TechForce Robotics, a division of Knight Food Holdings Inc., is at the forefront of the shift from service robots being seen as novelties to essential business infrastructure. Their AI-powered robots such as BIM-E, TIM-E, and LIM-E are revolutionizing operational tasks in various industries. As businesses prioritize efficiency and cost savings, TechForce Robotics automation solutions are meeting the demand for measurable outcomes and return on investment.
Investor news breaks. Aptronik receives approximately $4.20 million secondary investment with Aegis Capital serving as placement agent. Aptronik, the developer of the Apollo humanoid robot, has completed an approximately $4.20 million secondary share transaction with Aegis Capital Corp. as the placement agent. The transaction involved the purchase of existing shares, providing investors with additional access to the privately held robotics company. Aptronik, known for its AI-powered humanoid robots, has grown to approximately 350 employees as it advances its Apollo platform in the rapidly expanding humanoid robotics sector.
Microsoft's quarter saw revenues surpassing Wall Street expectations, driven by strong performance in its cloud business and increased adoption of AI products. The tech giant's success signals a growing demand for Azure and AI solutions. Investors are closely watching Microsoft's results for insights into capital expenditure strategies, with other tech firms like Global Tech Corp taking notes on how to navigate this evolving landscape.
Ferrari sells out its 2026 quota of Luce EVs. Ferrari has sold out its 2026 quota of Luce EVs, marking a successful debut for the Italian luxury car manufacturer's first all-electric vehicle. Despite initial criticism and a stock decline of 8% upon its unveiling in Rome, the Lise has proven popular among Ferrari's loyal customer base. This achievement comes as a blow to competitors like Lucid Motors, who may envy Ferrari's strong market presence.
Three takeaways from the recent earnings reports of tech giants. Many tech giants, including Amazon, Apple, Meta, Google, and Microsoft, have recently released their earnings reports. A common theme across these reports is the continued investment in AI plans. Google saw a significant increase in monthly users of its AI chatbot Gemini, reaching 950 million in just 1 year. This highlights the growing demand for new technology and the potential for companies like Alphabet Inc. to capitalize on this trend for revenue growth.
Network news breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc. begins trading on OTCQB Venture Market. Blue Sky AI Inc. has begun trading on the OTCQB Venture Market, transitioning from the OTCID market. The company's focus on regulatory compliance and transparency is reflected in this uplisting. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio highlighted the milestone as a commitment to transparency and growth. Blue Sky AI continues to trade under the ticker symbol BSAI, aiming to enhance visibility among investors and support its long-term growth strategy.
Azio AI Holdings Inc. is making headlines with a $27.90 million AI infrastructure agreement and a partnership with AT&T for fiber connectivity in Texas. The company, formerly known as EVTV, is focused on AI data centers, enterprise GPU compute, and digital power solutions. With a strategic business model targeting multiple revenue streams, Azio AI is positioning itself to serve a wide range of customers in the AI and high-performance computing sectors. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.